It's now my pleasure to welcome to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Katie Hendrickson, who is the host and producer of Note with Katie Hendrickson, every Sunday through Thursday evening at 8 on 91.3 KUAF, every Sunday through Thursday morning at 9 a.m. on KUAF 2. Welcome back.
Thanks so much.
Here's the thing. We are in the hot weather months. This is supposed to be the lazy time.
Ha, ha, ha.
Not the case, is it?
No, not for me and other folks who are involved in artist sphere, that's for sure, because it's about to kick off. And I just can't believe how much they have going on with artist sphere.
You can't do it all. You physically cannot be in all the places.
Right. Oh, there's no way. So the artist sphere, I think the first concert is Still on the Hill, is performing at the Chapel Ruins at Sassafras Springs Vineyard on June 10th. So that's like the very first kickoff concert, I believe.
And that's Sunday.
Yeah, that's Sunday. And then Dover Quartet has a performance at St. Paul's in downtown Fayetteville, June 12th. There's a duo that's coming in this year called Arcs Duo. And let me describe them in the description that Walton Arts Center has written. They aspire to expand the genre of percussion chamber music through performing and creative collaboration. So that's what they do. They do contemporary music,
cool,
different stuff. And they are performing at Hunt Chapel in Rogers June 13th. And then, of course, Friday, June 15th, is one of my favorite annual traditions. That's the Mozart in the Museum concert from Crystal Bridges that I get to host.
Let's talk a little bit about this, because this is not something that happens in many places. You've got the world-class orchestra. It's live on the radio.
And they always have amazing programming. Of course, Mozart is the feature. So this year we'll be hearing his Prague Symphony, which is his 38th Symphony in D major. Also a piece for flute and harp, his Concerto in C major, which is really exciting. And then Johnny Greenwood, who is
right
from Radiohead,
yes,
fame. So we're going to hear a piece from Johnny Greenwood called Water in this year's concert. And again, that's a live broadcast, 8 to 10 p.m. So you can turn to KUIF Public Radio and hear it all live as it's happening. And I'll be commenting and talking about the performances only during the beginning and intermission at the end. I don't interrupt any of the movements
or anything
like that. And I'll have Carl, who was with me last year. Carl is part of Artisphere Orchestra, and he'll be with me to talk about everything as well.
Is it true that if you co-host, you eventually get a nationally recognized CD recorded? Because didn't Urgene Kong co-host
That's
with
funny.
You?
I think she did that of her own fruition. So she basically like decided she is going to do this recording, and it took off, and people like Alex Ross ended up writing about it.
But she did co-host with you one
year,
right?
This is true. So maybe Carl will get that same opportunity.
Hey, wait, I co-hosted with you.
Where's your CD? Where's your record?
Note to self, learn how to play an instrument. Okay, and that's Friday night the 15th.
Yes.
And so, and there's just a ton more with Artisphere.
There's more. There's trail mixes going on in Fayetteville and in Bentonville. The trail mix in Fayetteville is June 15th on the Frisco Trail and School Avenue.
That's different musicians along
the
way.
Yeah, and then there's a trail mix in Bentonville June 16th, downtown Bentonville Square to Turl Sky Space.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all sorts of music and art happening. And so you just get on that trail and you get to experience really awesome music.
It's really cool. Now, what about Sunday Night Symphony? Are you going to give us something that allows us to relax and at least have a lazy 2 hours?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so.
I mean,
I don't know. My idea of relaxing sometimes is maybe a little different. Yes, I actually am focused on symphonic poems.
Okay.
For this week. And so the idea of symphonic poem, or also known as a tone poem, is a symphonic work that alludes to a scene, an image, a specific mood, idea. A lot of times it's actually written off of a poem, a story, a painting, or a landscape. So, for example, I'm playing Chasson's poem on love and the sea, and he actually wrote it after two poems that his friend wrote. He's a French composer. His friend wrote poems, Death of Love and Flower of the Waters, and he took 10 years to write it, and then he was trying to be not Wagner. He's like trying to be de-Wagnerized is basically what he said.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to play Sibelius's Kivelo, which is a tone poem, and it's based on the Finnish epic poem, and the main character is a very tragic character. But I feel like it's going to be relaxing.
Death of love and tragedy. Okay.
But it's relaxing.
I know.
And it's also both of these works have choral moments and vocal moments. So it's very beautiful work, moving.
That'll be Sunday at 9 on KUAF2, Sunday night at 8 on 91.3. Now, with all this Artisphere stuff, with getting ready for the Friday night broadcast, do you know anything else you're going to have on of note next week yet? And it's okay if you say no. I know how that goes.
I will be. I mean, what I'm doing is I'll be working with Artisphere, so I'll be having interviews coming on. I'm not sure when those will air yet.
I get you.
Also, I should mention the Trillium Salon Series happening Monday, June 18th.
Right.
And that's at 21C in Bentonville. And it's a concert of 21st century chamber music. And I'm really excited. I don't know. Have you ever heard a quartet for four violas? Kyle?
No.
I don't think I have either. And I'm sure it's been done before, but I've never heard one, and you'll have a chance to hear one. And it's actually written by Charles Krenner, who is a violist in Artisphere. So that's happening. Missy Mazzoli's piece for strings and electronics, it's called Harp and Altar. It's off the Hart Crane poem about the Brooklyn Bridge. Woo Man, who is a pipa player. So she does a lot of traditional Chinese music, but she collaborates with Kronos Quartet. So she wrote a piece called Four Chinese Paintings. Four string quartet, that's going to be played. So I'm just super thrilled about that. That's Monday, June 18th at 21C in Bentonville, 8 p.m. It's a free concert open to the public.
Wow. Which room? Do you know which room it is in 21C?
It's the first. I can't remember what you would call it, but it's right as you walk in the lobby and you turn to your left before you even go to the Hive in that area over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, get some rest at some point is my advice. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Katie. Of Note with Katie Henriksen, Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. on KUF2, Sunday through Thursday evenings at 8 on 91.3.